It's After Hours with Bleck and Abdallah. Make sure you like and subscribe to this channel. We're talking football with you. Make sure you leave a comment, too, if you disagree with anything you hear on today's episode. All right, Adam, let's look at playoff predictions. We're in May, early May, and we have playoff predictions for the NFL. Fox has their list out right now for playoff predictions for the National Football League in 2024. And let's run through some of these, because in the NFC, they have the Philadelphia Eagles being the best team in the conference.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I could see it. I could see it.
Because, what? Really?
Well, okay, here's why.
After the way they ended last season?
I understand that. Okay. But they addressed a lot of positions of need in the draft.
Especially in the secondary.
Yeah. And so I think their defense is going to be a lot better. I also think looking at their schedule, looking at their opponents, we don't have the official schedule until next week. They have one of the easier paths based on who they face, their opponents' win totals, and their strength of schedule. So I could definitely see, and the Cowboys did nothing in the offseason. Their quote this week was saying that they're relying on the injured guys to come back, and that's going to be their additions, right? So you know how well that works out. So
they did nothing, and they haven't guaranteed anything to Dak Prescott yet.
Yeah, exactly. I could see it flipping where the 49ers are one, and maybe, you know, the Lions are two, but I still believe that the Eagles have a shot at making the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to be the number one seed, but yes, I do think the Eagles can make the playoffs.
Okay, so Eagles first, San Francisco 49ers two, Detroit Lions three. Though all three of those, we can debate the order. I would go with San Francisco 1, Detroit 2, Philly 3. But all three of those, they're going to be division winners. For the Atlanta Falcons, now the Falcons are leading a bad division, the NFC South. And then we get to the wild card teams. I'm going to throw this out there. You got the Packers, the Cowboys, and the Bears. I think all three of those teams will have a better record than the team that wins the South.
That's fair.
But we know how it works. The division winners get the first four spots.
Absolutely.
But I could see Atlanta being around, you know, sub 500 or just right there in that, you know, 7-9 range in that spot. But I could see Green Bay absolutely being a better team than Atlanta.
Yeah.
Dallas being a better team. And then we get our Chicago Bears.
Yeah,
how about
that? Right now, the Bears are minus 135, so actually a favorite to make the playoffs. It is pretty juicy there to make the playoffs based on today's odds. And so, yeah, I mean, look, I could see the Bears making the playoffs. That means the Rams are out as a wild card team. The Bucks are out as a wild card team. So you've got those teams on the outside looking
in.
The Seahawks are on the outside looking in. So I could definitely see the way this division is stacking up. The Lions are very good. Jordan Love, you know, kind of solidified himself last year as a very good quarterback. Not great quarterback, very good quarterback. And then you've got the Bears, who ended the season with a top 10 defense. You add Keenan Allen, you add Rome Odunze, and of course, you add a better quarterback in Caleb Williams, who is the favorite to win Rookie of the Year. I could definitely see a scenario where this is the outcome, maybe not in this order for the teams in the division, but those wild card teams being the Bears, and then the Cowboys and the Packers.
It's pretty wild when you look at it and you see it here behind us, and you see the teams that, you know, theoretically are being predicted to make the playoffs. It does look like that all could happen. The one team that's on the outside looking in that I would find it really hard to believe that they're going to miss the playoffs, especially after the way they finished last season, would be the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah.
I just think that I know we're going to be looking at a division in the NFC North that has a chance to have three teams that are really good. And then you could make an argument. It's like the NFC North and the AFC North. Both divisions are going to have possibly four teams trying to make the playoffs. I'm not as high on the Vikings as I am the Steelers. I think the Steelers are going to be better than the Vikings. Therefore, the AFC North might get that nod that they're the better or best division in football.
Yeah.
But when you look at it and you say, okay, Packers, Bears, Lions all make it, that means the Rams would have to beat out the Cowboys. And I think that's where it gets back to the conversation of, like, can the Bears really be better than the Rams this year? Because that's going to be the competition. It's going to be the Rams, the Seahawks, like you mentioned, the Buccaneers. Can they run it back?
Yeah.
Again, a year with Baker Mayfield. But the Rams missing is something that looking at this graphic that I find is that's the most surprising thing out of this graphic.
And listen, you know, like Jordan Love, it's his second year as a full-time starter. He could have some of a sophomore slump. You never know. The Cowboys tend to fall apart in the most crucial times. Dak might be pressing a little bit unless they get an extension done here soon or yeah. something like that. And the Bears, you know, they are a wild card team, but I'll say they're a wild card because they have a rookie quarterback. Like, we don't know what to expect. We have very high expectations for Caleb Williams, but we don't know what to expect. There could be some rookie growing pains getting into the NFL. The speed of the NFL game, the difference in college is very, very real. And, you know, we've talked about it multiple times. You can check out the videos right down here that if the Bears win 9 or 10 games but don't make the playoffs, that's not necessarily a failure because you have the Packers who are better than you right now, and you have the Lions who are one of the best teams in the NFC right now. So it's not a failure if they don't make the playoffs, but I could still see them making the playoffs like this graphic says.
The hope that I would have is that Caleb Williams sees two players from last year who were in their first year of a starting quarterback situation in mm-hmm. Jordan Love and then CJ Stroud, and he can do what they did. Yeah. That would be the best situation for Chicago Bears fans. So that's the NFC. Let's look at the AFC. The AFC has the Kansas City Chiefs as the number one seed, the
overrated.
Texans as the two seed, Bengals 3, Buffalo Bills 4. So before we get to the wild card teams, those are your divisional winners. You have the Chiefs, the Texans, the Bengals, and the Bills.
We sure about the Bills?
That's what I was going to say.
We sure about the Bills?
The Bills as the team predicted to win their division. You know, and you can easily see the teams behind me who make the wild card: Colts, Jets, Ravens. That means Miami takes a major step back. I don't see that happening, and I think you flip Miami and Buffalo.
I 1,000% agree with you because I don't know if this is a full rebuilding thing for the Bills. You have Josh Allen. You can't really go full rebuild yeah. when you have Josh Allen. It could just be a down year, and a down year could mean 8 wins and not making the playoffs, 7 wins and not making the playoffs. I still think they're going to be in the mix for a spot, but you're going to have, just like you have in the NFC, you're going to have teams in the wild card that are better than the Bills that are going to take that wild card spot. I think it goes Kansas City, Houston, Cincinnati, and then that fourth team from that division is going to be the Dolphins, like you said.
The Ravens as the first wild card team making the playoffs. The Jets, assuming with a healthy Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, because 40-year-old Achilles always hold up real well.
So, you know, the Jets were a team. They were in the hunt. They were trying to make the playoffs last year with a backup. They didn't have Aaron Rodgers for the entire season. And they have a good defense with a defensive-minded head coach mm-hmm. in Robert Saleh. So I could see the projection of like, hey, the Jets are actually going to be good this year. Slot them in there. I'm not sold on the Colts situation. Anthony Richardson has a lot to prove to me.
Yeah.
He didn't really, you know, he didn't play much last season. Only a handful of starts at the start of the year. And he looked good at times, but his style of play is a lot like Justin Fields. If he's going to lead with his legs, he's going to be hurt often. Mm-hmm. And you can't make a playoff run if your starting quarterback's constantly injured. And I know last year you had the Gardner Minshew backup role, and he was able to excel, and they won a lot of football games yeah. compared to what they were expected to. I think with some of the other teams in the AFC, you have the Chargers who are not in this conversation. Mm-hmm. You also have in the AFC North, you have the three teams, the Bengals and the Ravens, but like, where do the Steelers, where do the Browns fit? The Browns are a team that has a defense that's better than the Jets. I would imagine the Browns are going to be in the playoffs before the Colts, at least. So there's a lot of really good teams. And like we both mentioned, the Dolphins are not in this mix right now. So I think the AFC is stacked. It's hard to believe that Indy would get into the playoffs.
I think if Anthony Richardson stays healthy all year, they have a very good chance at making the playoffs. Just because of the way they played last year, you know, they took, some people believe, was the best defensive player in the draft this year, except for the neck injuries or the injuries that he suffered before. So I feel like this is a team, their defense is getting better. Anthony Richardson saw some NFL action last year before getting hurt. He should be better this year. I think they can definitely make the playoffs. But like you said, the Browns, could also make the playoffs. The Steelers, how is that going to go with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields battling out for a starting spot? How long is Mike Tomlin going to handle if Russell Wilson isn't playing well before he puts in Justin Fields? And we've seen what Justin Fields can and can't do in a Bears uniform. So they have a very good defense there as well. So I think it's a lot more up in the air on the AFC side than it is the NFC side,
and
except
then,
for that top spot.
And then Fox also, so they rolled out the playoff predictions for each the NFC and the AFC. They also gave a Super Bowl prediction, and they predict it will be Kansas City and Green Bay. That's a repeat of Super Bowl I, right?
Yes, it is, and that is that would not be great if you're a Bears fan to watch that team go to the Super Bowl.
I'm not going to talk crap about the Packers.
No, I think
they did last year was really it was a good step forward and impressive, but I don't know if the NFL always works in the way where because you take one good step one season that the next year you take that additional step and you go from
look at the Lions
winning in the wild card and then boom, you're in the Super Bowl.
Look at the Lions made the NFC championship game and they ended up losing it. So I could see the Packers getting that far.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can see them beating the 49ers and you know, getting to the Super Bowl. I still think the 49ers are the class of the division. I still think the Eagles are very good, like we talked about. So I still there are ways for them to get there, but I still think that there are a few teams above them to stop them from getting to the Super Bowl.
If you disagree with us, leave a comment below. Like and subscribe to this channel. He's Adam Abdallah. I'm Chris Black. It's After Hours right here on YouTube. Thanks for watching.